The Lord be with you.
And with
you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When the time arrived for Elizabeth to have her child, she gave birth to a son. Her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown his great mercy toward her, and they rejoiced with her. When they came on the eighth day to circumcise the child, they were going to call him Zechariah after his father, but his mother said in reply, "No, he will be called John." But they answered her, "There is no one among your relatives who has this name." So they made signs, asking his father what he wished him to be called. He asked for a tablet and wrote, "John is his name." And all were amazed. Immediately his mouth was opened, his tongue freed, and he spoke, blessing God. Then fear came upon all their neighbors, and all these matters were discussed throughout the hill country of Judea. All who heard these things took them to heart, saying, "What then will this child be? For surely the hand of the Lord was with him." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
This miraculous event in today's Gospel fulfills the prophecy that the angel Gabriel made to Zechariah when he first announced the conception and birth of John the Baptist. Earlier in the Gospel of Luke, St. Ambrose observes, "With good reason was his tongue loosed, because faith untied what had been tied by disbelief." Zechariah's is a case similar to that of St. Thomas, or Doubting Thomas, who was reluctant to believe in the resurrection of our Lord and who believed only when Jesus gave him clear proof. For these two men, God worked a miracle and won their belief. But this isn't normally how it works. It's not normally a miracle that is supposed to bring about belief. Normally, God requires us to have faith and to obey him without his working any new miracles. And this is why he upbraided Zechariah and punished him, and why he reproached Thomas. "Have you believed because you have seen? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe." My brothers and sisters, God asks not that we see to believe, but that we believe that we might see. Christ is coming soon, very soon, in days. And God willing, one day we will see him face to face.